Hello again, everyone. This is H. Bosch Jr. with the Triple E segment, Education, Empowerment, Entrepreneurship. Today's guest is Derek Doc Horton of the J Street Band. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thanks, Bosch. It's really a pleasure to be here.
Well, hey, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to drop by and just have a conversation about your remarkable music career spanning over 20 years, two decades, and how you're really making a difference in the community.
Well, thank you, sir. Mm-hmm. I tell you, it's an inspiration to see what you're doing here in the community. And I'm just happy just to be here at WOOC. I think it's a great institution, and I want to do everything I can to be supportive.
Well, we appreciate that. So we're going to start by getting some information out to our listeners about Derek Doc Horton. Who are you musically, or who are your musical influences?
Yeah. Well, you know, my first musical experience inspiration was my mother. She was a teacher, but she was also a singer, and she exposed me to such a broad range of music, everything from Frank Sinatra and Nat King Cole to The Temptations.
Wow.
Ray Charles. And so I really had I have a broad taste in music, and that not only influenced what I like, but also influenced my own songwriting and producing.
So how would you characterize your sound? Your style.
Well, my band sound is more in the range of a pop funk.
Okay.
And I say pop funk because it's not pure funk. Mm-hmm. It's a type of funk that has a broad-based
right.
appeal.
Yeah.
All across the spectrum of various demographic groups. I always like to say that we're kind of sort of like a 21st century version of the Commodores.
Oh, God.
Go ahead, yeah.
And we get funky, but then we can get soft and sweet when we want to.
That's the best thing about funk.
That's right. That is absolutely right.
Can you see it coming?
Oh, yeah.
So what do you mean when you say that you want to build your own Motown?
With
the Motown sound.
Well, that's an excellent question. Thank you. And one of the things that is so important to me is that I want to tap into all the great musical talent that's in the Capital District. I think this is like a untold secret here.
Yeah.
The just the sheer amount of talent that's not being harnessed. And I often tell not only guys in my band, but also young artists that I meet, that I don't want to be a star. I want to make stars. However, in order for me to prove that I know how to make stars, I have to be successful with my own band first. I have to build it.
Right.
They say if you build it, they will come.
How about
and that's what I'm trying to do right now.
Exactly.
And, you know, the interesting thing is that just like Motown and my hero, Berry Gordy, I have the patience to develop talent and to see things in that talent perhaps other people can't see, and to groom it and to see it bloom. And I've already helped a number of young artists out here who are doing some things on their own. But right now, we're trying to really build the foundation of my band. My band is very much like the Funk Brothers from Motown. And the Funk Brothers, as you know, actually played on most of all the great hits for all the artists at Motown. They all had the same band. It was the Funk Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
And so, in a very real sense, my band is very much like that modern-day Funk Brothers. But, again, we're building something great right now, and I'm really excited about the opportunities.
Okay.
As far as artists that you're looking to kind of build up, is there, like, a specific kind of genre of musicians that you're looking to, like, help further their... You know, career.
That's very interesting. And in fact, over the years, I've helped develop young artists who were perhaps in classical music.
Okay.
There was one particular artist who was a part of my band for a number of years, who was developing something he called math rock.
Math rock?
Yes.
Tell me more.
Very
unusual. Spark, Mrs.
Yeah, a light in my eye just started. Yeah.
And it very unusual rhythms.
Okay.
And uneven rhythms. But to be honest, I envision having a stable of artists in various genres. A pop in the area of pop.
Okay.
Also an area of country. Okay. And then also in the area of funk. I think those three areas. But at the same time, I also write gospel tunes. And so I can see myself having gospel artists as well.
I didn't know that people still wrote gospel tunes. I don't think of like gospel tunes as having like an author, you know. I don't think of a writer.
When I started writing songs as early as my preteens. And when I was around 16 years old, I wanted to challenge myself because mm-hmm. I always wanted to prove to myself that I could write across all genres. Yeah. So I wrote my first gospel song. I call it Motown Gospel, even back then, when I was 16 years old.
Wow. So what is your view of the current music scene in the Capital District?
I think it is so eclectic. There's so many interesting and exciting young artists going out there. I told you about math rock. There's a growing punk scene. There's a lot of rock. But at the same time, believe it or not, there's a lot of neo soul and classical soul groups out there too. Mm-hmm. And so the bottom line is that the music scene here in the Capital District is very, very reflective of what's happening broadly throughout the nation, but basically nobody really knows about the vibrancy of what's happening here in the Capital District. There are some great artists, and in fact, there's one band, and they're good friends of mine. They're into a goth. What is it? It's like goth folk. Music, and it's very dark and European gypsy music, and it's really eclectic. They talk about witches and vampires, and it really is an exciting band. It's an acquired taste, I admit, but the bottom line is there are so many different genres that are emerging here.
I see a lot. I mean, I'm not like music scene around here, but I have heard some genres that just, you know, they sound interesting enough for me to check out, you know, more like bedroom pop and these like lo-fi sounds that are like kind of more ambient.
Oh yeah.
And you can just see all these different, you know, collaborations and the fusions that you get from all these different weirdos coming together in the Capital region and just making these kind of totally unique.
So what are some of the plans that you have for the Derek Horton and the J Street Band in the near future?
That is a wonderful question, Bosch, and thank you for asking that.
I'm such a wonderful guy.
You are.
Really is, yeah.
One of the things that my company, ACH Entertainment, is about, we call ourselves the company with a conscience. So every year we adopt a charity. This year we've adopted American Cancer Society, and we're partnering with the American Cancer Society on a couple of great events coming up.
I hear.
On Saturday,
November 11th, I think, is something.
Sunday, November 11th, we're actually hosting a benefit show. I'm producing a concert for the American Cancer Society at Proctor's Theater in Schenectady.
Wow!
But even before that, the week before that, Friday, October 26th, we're having another fundraiser for the American Cancer Society at Pinhead Susan's in Schenectady.
And I think there's something in December, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. In December, we are actually doing the holiday party here at the sanctuary.
Right. And ain't no party like a sanctuary party, because a sanctuary party don't stop.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And we got Derek Doc Horton in the house.
And you know, one of the things that, and of course, we also are doing the on December 7th,
right,
we'll be doing a show at the American Cancer Society located in Latham. They're having a talent show, and we're going to close that out, and that's going to be great. But I also want to say that we really are proud of the fact that WOOC's own Bosch will be emceeing on October 26th, as well as
H. Bosch Jr. in the house,
as well as November 11th, and we're honored to have him as our MC. And I know that his name alone on the program is going to bring folks out in droves, and so we're excited about that. And the key is what we're trying to do here is we want to do something against this dread disease. It impacts every family, and every dime of a donation is 10 cents closer to a cure. And that's what we're trying to do.
Absolutely. And that's why I'm on board. I threw my hat in the ring early, often. When you asked me, I said, you don't have to, you know, call again. As soon as you mentioned it to me at the end of the sentence, I said yes. So I think it's a great, great event, great cause, and for some people who are really, really, really much needed for them. You know, we're talking about survivors, not victims. We are applauding the people who have survived and giving homage and prayer to the ones who we lost. So I appreciate that. How does Doc Horton sound different from Derek Horton in the J Street Band?
Well, you know, that's an excellent question. With my band, we're more pop funk. But as a solo artist, and I assume coming in 2019, I will be doing some solo gigs as well. I actually am much more of a pop artist. And so more smooth and laid back. But with the band, we're ready to shake the tail feather.
I like that. Okay.
So we're going to have to wrap up now, but where can we find you online, or where can we hear more? Where can
excellent,
we find a
excellent
calendar?
Again, we're on Facebook, Derek Horton and the J Street Band. We have a website, DerekHortonandTheJStreetBand.com. And we also have a website for the company, HDHEntertainment.com. And so please come on in and let us know you're out there. You can make a donation to American Cancer Society. And you can also buy advance tickets to the November the 11th concert. Again, from 68, it's kid-friendly, and we're just going to have an exciting time. And, of course, H. Bosch Jr. is going to be there, and he's going to bring down the house.
All right.
I think I heard H. Bosch Jr. was actually going to be in a Santa Claus suit at one point. Is that not what I did? I hear that right?
That's Bosch? To be announced.
That's to be announced. Yeah. Okay. So, listeners, please stay tuned.
Doc, we appreciate you. Thank you so much
for
stopping by. I'm not going to get into all the great things that we're going to do in the future to truly make a difference by being a difference. We appreciate you, man. All right.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. And I tell you what, I want to thank you and this whole radio station. You guys are an institution, a blessing to this community.
Great. Okay. So it's about the triple E's: education, empowerment, entrepreneurship. And remember this, don't hear about making a difference. You need to be about making a difference. This is Inez Bosch's baby boy, H. Bosch Jr., doing what I'm made to believe.